Hi, I'm David Fettes, and I'm Provost of Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to Lesson 1 in our course of Christian Basics. This lesson is about the Bible. The material is written by Dr. Ed Rules, and I'm presenting it with a few additional comments of my own. As we learn about what the Bible teaches about itself, we're going to learn the importance of the Word of God. Introduction. Most people in the world believe there is a higher power of some kind who is far greater than any other person on earth. People have different ideas, however, as to who or what this higher power is. Some people do not believe in a personal God at all. Others believe that there are hundreds or even millions of gods. The Bible, however, teaches that there is only one true God, that He's personal, and that He alone is worthy of our worship and our praise. Well, you may ask, well, why should I trust what the Bible says? That's a fair question. It may not be possible to prove to you that the Bible is truly the Word of God, but there are some very good reasons why millions of people do believe that it is. So let's look at some reasons to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Reason one. No other book in the entire world is as old, as trustworthy, and as comprehensive as the Bible is in teaching us about God, ourselves, and the future. The Bible begins with the story of the creation of the world and ends with the promise of a new world where there will be no sin, no sickness, no suffering, and no death. And in between the accounts of the world's wonderful beginning and its glorious future, the Bible gives us the history of man's life on earth, including his fall into sin and his salvation from sin. The Bible also tells us many of the marvelous works of God throughout the course of human history. Reason number two to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The writers of the Bible taught and believed that their writings were inspired by God. Jesus Christ, who is honored and trusted by more people than anyone who has ever lived on this earth, also believed and taught that the Bible is truly the Word of God. Reason three to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible provides answers to many of our sincere questions about God, our world, and ourselves, answers that we can't find anywhere else. Neither nature, nor history, nor philosophy, nor any other book provides the answers for which our minds and hearts are looking. Reason four, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible not only teaches us what is right and what is wrong in the sight of God, it also teaches us how we can gain the power to do what is right and overcome what is wrong. Reason five, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible has many prophecies concerning individuals, nations, and specific events. Many of these prophecies have already been fulfilled exactly as they were foretold. Since many of the Bible's prophecies have already been fulfilled in the past, we can also trust what it teaches about the future. I'll give you a few examples. When the Bible spoke of the downfall of great cities, some of those cities were the capitals of empires that looked like they could never be conquered, and yet within a few short years, those empires had fallen, empires such as Assyria and its capital of Nineveh, or empires such as the Babylonian Empire and its mighty capital of Babylon, which was just wiped out and vanished from the face of the earth. There were prophecies like that and better prophecies. Prophecies of someone who was to come. Prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus about him riding into Jerusalem on a donkey the week he died. Prophecies about what town he was going to be born in. Prophecies about his hands and feet being pierced. Things written hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus came, and then that came true in the life of Jesus. So, when a book long in advance predicts things that are going to happen, and then they do happen, you say, wow, that is an impressive book. Reason number six, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible contains 66 different books or documents which were written over a period of 1,500 years by 40 different men who lived on three different continents. However, each part of the Bible, when properly understood, agrees with all the other parts. You have all these different authors over a long period of time, and yet perfect agreement in the pages of the Bible. Reason 7, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Scholars have carefully studied archaeological findings and other historical materials which confirm the accuracy of the Bible's teachings about geography and history. Though the Bible is very old, it is clearly a very trustworthy book in everything it records. There have been skeptics who doubted or denied things that were stated in the Bible about historical people. For instance, there have been some scholars who doubted that King David ever existed until they found stone inscriptions with things about King David buried in various finds. There have been some who denied the existence of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor that the Bible tells us supervised the crucifixion of Jesus. And then they find stones with the name Pontius Pilate, procurator of Judea, inscribed right in stone. And I could give you examples of many other finds, but reason 7 is simply, we believe the Bible is the Word of God in part simply because there's so much evidence from archaeology and other historical discoveries that support what the Bible says. Reason 8, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. We have more ancient copies of the Bible or parts of the Bible than any other book that has ever been written. We can have complete confidence that the Bible we have today is essentially unchanged from the time it was first written. There is no other ancient book like it. When you look at other ancient books by people like Julius Caesar or Plato, there's only a handful of copies that are from ancient times, whereas from the Bible there are literally thousands of manuscripts or fragments of manuscripts, and from those we can determine what the original text was. And so we have better manuscript basis for knowing what the Bible says than any other book in the history of the world. Reason number 9, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible has been the most influential book in the history of the world. It was the first book ever printed on a printing press. It has been translated into more languages than any other book. It has been distributed more widely around the world than any other book. And God has preserved it from every attempt of people to destroy it. There have been those who outlawed the Bible, who have persecuted those who had a Bible, but all of those efforts have not succeeded in stamping out the Bible. The Bible is more widely distributed than any other book. Reason 10, to believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Millions of people have been dramatically changed for good through reading, studying, and believing what the Bible teaches. The Bible does not simply give us information about things that happened in the past. It gives us guidelines for living in the present and provides us with encouragement and hope regarding the future. It teaches us how we can find forgiveness, happiness, and peace in our present life, and it shows us the way to an eternal life of glory, delight, and joy in the presence of the one true God who created us and loves us. So, those are 10 very strong reasons to take the Bible seriously and to take to heart the claim that the Bible is the Word of God. And above and beyond all these reasons, there is simply the fact of reading the Bible for yourself. And when you read it, you very often will find a voice, a sense of authority addressing you. People who were in Jesus' presence sometimes were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as with authority. And not as other teachers. And perhaps the main reason to believe the Bible is simply its voice. When you hear it, the Holy Spirit can touch your heart and help you to realize and recognize that that book you are reading is the Word of God Himself. Let's then deal with a few of the questions and basic answers about the Bible and some scripture passages which tell us of these answers. Where did the Bible come from? Question number one, where did it come from? Every book of the Bible has a human author, but God Himself was the ultimate author. According to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, the Bible is God-breathed. This means that God supernaturally breathed out or inspired. He breathed out His message through the human writers in such a way that the words they wrote were truly the words of God Himself. Sometimes God spoke to the writers directly. They would hear a voice, and they would write down, "Thus says the Lord." Sometimes He dictated to them. At other times, He helped them to search out the truth so that they could share it with others. They would do research, but even in their research and conversations with others, they were doing God's work and laying out God's word. At all times, God guided them in such a way that they wrote down in their own personal styles the things God wanted them to write. He also kept them from making errors in all that they wrote. So the Bible has human authors, but working within those human authors is the great divine author himself, the Lord God. And he made sure that his truth was written down in understandable human words. Scripture references to support this. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." So there you have the origin of Scripture as well as its purposes and impact. 2 Peter 1 verse 21 says, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." That's an excellent summary of how the Bible came to be. Men spoke and wrote from God as they were carried along by God's Holy Spirit. Question 2. What can we gain by studying the Bible? First, the Bible teaches us many important truths that we cannot learn anywhere else. So if we want to learn those truths, we better go to the Bible. Second, the Bible introduces us to the real living God. If you want to hear the voice of the true God, the Bible is his foremost way of speaking. Third, the Bible teaches us how to live in a way that honors and pleases God. Do you want to live by guesswork and just by imagining what God wants? Or do you want to know? The Bible teaches us how to live in a way that honors and pleases God. Fourth, the Bible promises us many wonderful blessings if we follow its teachings. We need promises, don't we? We need encouragement. We need something that motivates us and empowers us. And the Bible gives us God's blessings and God's promises. And that strengthens us to know Him and to live for Him. And fifth, the Bible shows us how we may have an everlasting life full of joy and peace. A lot of people read diet books, exercise books, other things that may help them with their health. And if they have a particular disease, they really study up on that disease and they listen to everything their doctor says about that disease because they want to get over it. Well, if you've got a problem and the Bible has the answer, then study that Bible very carefully. We've got a problem. We die. The Bible shows the way to everlasting life. That is an awful lot to gain by studying the Bible. Here are some scripture references. Jesus himself spoke and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So God's word keeps us from sin. Psalm 19 verse 9 through 11 says, "The rules of the Lord are true. In keeping them, there is great reward." And Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. In all that he does, he prospers." This is a person who delights in God's word, who meditates on it day and night, and he's fed by it. Like a stream of water feeds the roots of a tree that then flourishes and prospers. That's the beautiful picture in Psalm chapter 1, and it shows us the amazing impact that studying and meditating on the Bible can have in our lives. Question 3. Can we trust what the Bible says? Yes! God's word is true in every way, and all its promises will be fulfilled. We should recognize, however, that some parts of the Bible were written in a poetic style or with figures of speech that should not be interpreted literally. So the Bible does use figures of speech, and we should understand them in that manner. But having said all that, the Bible is absolutely true and reliable in everything that it intends to teach. God never lies. That's why we can trust what the Bible says. The Bible is God's word, and God doesn't lie. Some scripture references. Psalm 33, verse 4. For the word of the Lord is upright. Psalm 111, verse 7, all God's precepts are trustworthy. Psalm 119, verse 160, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Question 4, what did Jesus teach about the Bible? It's very important to know what the founder and savior of the Christian faith himself taught about the Bible. What does Jesus teach? Well, when Jesus lived on earth, the New Testament had not yet been written. However, Jesus quoted from the Old Testament, recognized it as the true word of God. He taught that it was completely trustworthy. He said that all its prophecies would surely be fulfilled. And he declared that the scriptures were pointing to himself. Let's look at some scripture references. Jesus said in John 17, verse 17, when he was praying to his Father, your word is truth. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 18, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, he means not the least stroke of a pen, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Jesus said in John 10, verse 35, Scripture cannot be broken. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Scripture cannot be broken. If you wonder about Jesus' view of the Bible, there you have it in a nutshell. In John 5, verse 39, he pointed out how the Scriptures are meant to lead people to him. Jesus said, you diligently study the Scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the Scriptures that testify about me. So the whole Bible, the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, is written mainly to testify about Jesus. In Luke 24, verse 27, we read that beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to his disciples in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus did this after he had risen from the dead and conquered death. And the disciples still didn't understand from the scriptures that he had to rise from the dead, that he had to first die and pay for their sins. There's a lot they didn't understand. But after he rose from the dead, then Jesus explained to them fully how all the Old Testament scriptures had been pointing to this. Question 5. Since the Bible was written many years ago, can it still be of help to us today? You might say, oh, it's kind of outdated. You know, we don't really trust old stuff anymore. We need new, up-to-date stuff. So, can we trust an old book still today? Absolutely. The Bible is a living book which speaks to the hearts of people in every age, in every place, in every situation. The Bible's truths continue to be a guide, an inspiration, a comfort, and a challenge to people around the world. God's Word never goes out of date. Scripture references? Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And again, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. What a wonderful summary of what the Bible is for. It is in every age good to teach, to correct us, to help us straighten out, and then to guide us and train us in righteousness, to help a man of God to be equipped, mature, strong for every good work. The Bible is never out of date. The best way for us to go out of date is to ignore the Bible. And so we realize fully that God's Word is always living, active, powerful, and useful. Question 6. How can the Bible be a guide for us? The Bible teaches us what is right and what is wrong in the sight of God. It also gives us important moral guidelines for every area of life. Marriage, family, work, education, recreation, leisure, business, politics, and personal relationships. Though the Bible does not deal with every possible situation that may arise, it does give us general principles which can be helpful throughout our entire lives, no matter where we live or what we're doing. So the Bible doesn't necessarily say, okay, this is the job you should take, but it gives overall principles of work. It tells us the importance of diligence, the badness of laziness, and to do everything as unto the Lord and not just working for our own boss. In the area of education, it tells parents to teach their children, to instruct them in the ways of the Lord, the value of wisdom, and I could go on and on. But the basic principle is the Bible has these areas of life that it covers by the principles that it teaches and by the wisdom from God that it reveals. Scripture references, how can a young man keep his way pure? Asks Psalm 119, verse 9. And the answer? By guarding it according to your word. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 59 says, when I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. For that matter, the whole of Psalm 119, the longest chapter of the Bible, 176 verses, is all about the benefits and power of God's word. Proverbs 6, verse 23 says, for the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life. So, if you don't want to be running around in the dark, have a lamp, a light, and that's what God's word is. Question 7, what are some of the other ways that the Bible can help us in our everyday life? The Bible provides us with comfort in times of sorrow, encouragement in times of special need, hope in times of distress, inspiration in times of personal challenge, peace in times of turmoil, and assurance of God's loving presence at all times. Some scripture references, Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Psalm 19, verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, causing the heart to rejoice. Psalm 119, verse 165, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 119, verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. This is my comfort in my affliction, says Psalm 119, verse 50, that your promise gives me life. And Romans 15, verse 4, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Do you want hope? Do you want encouragement? Do you want life? Do you want your soul revived? That's what the Scriptures do. What an amazing blessing God gives through His book. And finally, question 8. What is the greatest benefit we can receive from reading and studying the Bible? The greatest benefit we can receive through reading, studying, and believing the Bible is knowing God and finding the way to eternal life through faith in Jesus. All other blessings we receive in this life may be temporary, but the life we receive through faith in Jesus is eternal and glorious. Nothing compares to receiving eternal life. And so that is the greatest benefit, to be able to live in the presence of God and to enjoy Him and be embraced by His love and His goodness forever. Scripture references, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. You see that? The sacred writings make you wise for salvation. They lead you to eternal life through faith in Christ Jesus. And the Apostle John, near the end of the gospel that he wrote about the life of Jesus, said, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Later on, John wrote a letter, and his first letter, he said, I am writing these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. The Bible is a precious treasure from God. God could have remained silent. He chose to speak, and He chose to have His thoughts, His speech, His actions written down and recorded in a way that would bless and save people of every age, people in every part of the world. What a precious gift He has given us in the Bible. May we take that gift to heart and delight in it.